Marianne's Tan Room has violet and green-based spray tan solutions to suit all skin tones. Marianne can tailor the tan to suit anyone, male or female. All tans set in 2 to 3 hours and can last from 7 to 10 days. Pre-tan and post-tan care given to all clients to get the most out of your spray tan. Located in Mulgrave, southeast Melbourne, follow on socials or contact 0421 552 489. And if you tell Marianne that the post-credit show sent you, your first tan is only $30. Welcome to your new favorite pop culture podcast. It's the post-credits show, now live in 4K video.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Joining me today is my good friend. He's only got 2 brain cells and both of them are racing for third place. Oh. It's Lucky.
Welcome back, baby.
Hey,
how are you, bro? That's just nasty.
It's also really hilarious and it's at your expense, so I don't care.
How good's that? Nah, good to be back, baby. Keen for another week. Let's roll.
We got some big, big, big news for you all.
Yes, we do.
As you may have noticed, this is the post-credits show, and we are coming to you in video format now, which we are going to be doing 4 times a week now.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to look forward to having a geeze at our ugly old mugs for
4 days
even longer now.
Hell yeah.
So that's really exciting. Our YouTube is starting to kick off really nicely, which is great. Big shout out to my boy Tony, who came in and delivered a kick-ass episode on WrestleMania.
Oscar-worthy. Oscar-worthy performance.
Well, Oscar De La Hoya-worthy maybe, but yeah.
Maybe a golden raspberry.
One too many bits with a snake, you know?
Oh, shit.
But, mate, it is time. It is time for News of the Week. Tonight on News of the Week, I've got some really interesting stuff here, man.
Same.
Oh my god! Like I don't know if it's been an odd news of it's been an odd news week.
Well, we just had CinemaCon, so that was where the major.
Oh, there's so much.
All the major news kind of come out of that. So we've got a bit of a couple of little things moving now. Do you want to kick us off?
But there's also some big things, but they're weirdly not big things in front of the camera.
I don't.
For
like,
example,
you don't ever want to hear that.
Yeah, wow. Can I get a hiya?
Hiya!
The first big piece of news is Sony.
Yes, what are they doing?
Sony Pictures, our favorite dumb studio.
What are they doing now, mate?
Are in talks to buy Paramount Pictures.
Oh, please don't. Nah.
Like, can you imagine Sony being more involved in the cinematic world?
I was hoping to be the other way around, where Paramount's looking at buying Sony.
Yeah.
Not. Oh, man.
I thought that was an odd one, and I'm like, holy crap, that's huge.
That is huge.
That is huge news, because, like, obviously, if Sony takes on Paramount, then they get Paramount Plus and everything that's attached to that. And I think NBC in some way is connected to...
Showtime,
I think.
Yeah, there's a few on there.
That's a massive acquisition. I don't know if it's a wise move, because essentially what that does is it creates 2 mega studios and pretty much everyone else has got nowhere to go.
Yeah, man.
You know, you got the House of the Mouse, or like I said last week, the Mouse of the House.
The Mouse of the House,
And then you've got Sony Paramount. That would be a really... I think that would be a bad thing for the cinema industry.
I agree. I'm not keen on that. So, you know, fingers crossed that does not eventuate and whoever's in charge pulls the pin.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, man.
What have you got?
Hey, this is some really exciting stuff. So I'm just going to go into a bit of Marvel, Marvel work here.
Let's go.
Now, Mark Ruffalo's come out and he's confirmed that he will be starring in the Captain America 4 movie.
Fabulous. So he should.
So I know we had a bit of a conversation about Robert Downey Jr. Obviously, he's not going to be in this moving forward for now.
Yep.
But it's good to see that the Hulk's finally getting some more screen time, because he doesn't have that standalone film.
And the reason why he doesn't have that standalone film is, until very recently, Universal owned the rights to the cinematic
Hulk.
There you go.
And Marvel did a deal with Universal to allow him to be featured in Marvel movies, but not do a standalone movie until somewhat recently, like mid last year. Yeah, those rights lapsed back to Disney.
Beautiful.
So we might actually get a Hulk standalone movie now, which I really want.
Well, we need it. Yeah. Everyone, all the main characters, they've got their own.
Yeah.
The Hulk deserves to have another one. I know they had Eric
Black
Banner.
Widow's got her own, for goodness sake.
Did you like that?
I actually did like it. I thought it was all right. It was a good spy thriller.
Your mate in there, what's his name, David Harbour.
Oh, yeah.
He was good.
He was so good. He was so good.
He's a beast, man. He's such a talented actor, that guy.
Yeah.
Also, whilst we're on Marvel.
Yep.
Channing Tatum, there is rumors.
Oh, here we go.
That he's going to have a cameo appearance in Wolverine and Deadpool. Sorry, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, my God. Who's not showing up in this movie? Please tell me he's playing Gambit.
He's playing Gambit.
Ayo.
But it's a rumor.
Okay.
But it's been out there. There's potential cameo.
It's interesting because, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't been watching X-Men 97,
mm-hmm.
We don't know how connected X-Men 97 is to the current MCU, but both Magneto and Gambit died last week.
Whoa, that's a, wow.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler. Give a warning there, mate.
I did.
Give another one.
I did.
Far out. So, you know what I don't understand with Gambit is, right, he's probably my favorite character, but he's never really been, he was in Wolverine, which was 2009, which had Deadpool in it, which was an absolute disaster.
The Abomination,
but his little cameo in that was probably my favorite part of the movie.
And see, this is the problem when you've got people who are making comic book movies who aren't invested in comic books.
Yeah, fair call.
So, I don't know whether or not the people involved directly were invested in comic books, but now you've got a studio whose primary focus is comic book movies.
Well, it's run by nerds.
It means that it's going to be more on point.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens there. Yeah. Hey,
what else you got?
Fallout. I've been talking about Fallout.
Yep.
I have now completed the whole season.
Whoa, so 8 episodes?
8 episodes.
Yep.
I was blown away.
Okay, so because I remember last week you were pumping this up, mate.
I was blown away, and I'm even more stoked now because Fallout Season 2 has already been confirmed.
Fire. And what's that on Prime, is it?
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, cool.
Fantastic show. If you have not watched Fallout yet, please do yourself a favor, go and watch it.
Yep.
It is a spectacular movie. But in the same vein as Fallout.
TV series, mate.
Sorry, TV series. In the same vein as Fallout, obviously leaning into some of the game culture moving into TVs and movies, the new Borderlands trailer has dropped.
We've got our Aussie girl in there, Kate Blanchett, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Hart, mate. Jack Black. He's playing the little robot dude. That trailer looks the goods.
Yeah, man. I can't wait.
I've never played the game, I'm not going to lie, so I don't fully understand the concept of what the movie's going to be based on, because I haven't played the video game.
Again, it's post-apocalyptic.
Well, it looks like a very easy watch, and it looks like there's good humor there. The chemistry in the trailer looks really on sync.
Yeah.
But Jamie Lee Curtis, one of your favorites.
Oh.
She looks good.
Oh, what a hottie.
How hot? She looks beautiful in this.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
So I think that's coming out in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I think it's May 24th, I might have
seen. Yeah, yeah, like really close to Deadpool X Wolverine, actually.
Oh, that's a risk.
It is a huge risk.
That's a big, I'd be pushing that back till June.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in the same I wouldn't want to be in the same stratosphere as that movie.
Nah, man, that's going to collect the goods. That's going to be, okay, here we go. Let's have a little bet. What do you think it will roughly end up on?
About 1.8.
Okay, I'm going to go 1.5.
I'm going to say 1.8.
All right. Yep. Listeners out there, give us your thoughts. What do you reckon Deadpool Wolverine will end up on financially?
Do you want to put a case on it?
Hey?
We'll put a case on it.
What are you drinking?
Canadian Club and Dry, mate.
Well, that's like $150.
No, it's not.
A bottle of tequila, baby.
Done.
All right, so Star Trek, as mentioned last week.
Tell me.
They are going to finally finish it up. All the original cast from the first three movies who haven't died off are coming back.
Is this the from the current?
So Star Trek, and then it was Star Trek, I think, Into Darkness.
Yeah, so
and then there was
Okay,
it's that same universe.
Yep.
So they're going to get a fourth, and that's going to finish it up. They're going
to. I think that's a good thing.
So, yeah,
I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. So that's you know, there's a lot of Star Trek fans out there that have been asking for this. So I don't think we've had a Star Trek movie come out
cinematically. Few years now.
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just while we're on another one here, I've got Squid Game Season 2.
Yes, I heard about that.
That's wrapped up, finished filming. And they're looking at a end of year release date, and that's going to be on Netflix, obviously. So
yeah, wow.
That blew everyone. That was a mind blower.
Honestly, I think that they're onto something with Squid Games,
mate.
Like, to the point where obviously they made the reality TV show, and that was as big a hit as the actual series.
Mate, millions and millions and millions and millions of followers for this show. So I mean, I don't know how they can top it, because it's already got like a 9.3 rating or something absolutely ridiculous.
10.
Well, 10. I get that, 10. But what more can they do to improve it is my question.
I'm sure there's going to be some wrestling fans out there that get that reference.
Yeah, that went right over my head there.
It would.
I know 619. That's a wrestling move. There you go.
There you go. All right. Couple of horror franchise-related announcements over the last couple of days.
What do we got there?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer has been cast.
Yeah, yep.
Zendaya,
yeah.
Woof.
I saw that yesterday. She's probably one of the biggest names currently in Hollywood.
Oh, my God. She's spectacular. She's such a great actor. Such a phenomenal performer. I absolutely loved her in The Greatest Showman.
Well, she's a triple threat. She can sing, she can dance, she can act.
Yeah.
So you put that together, what do you get?
Zendaya. She will win. Mark my damn words. She's going to win an Oscar someday.
Yeah. She's not playing those types of roles yet.
But she will.
Eventually, I think we could see.
We love you, Zendaya, but please do. Break up with Tom Holland, because I'm getting lonely over here.
Oh, that's good.
Tomothy. It's time to come home, baby.
What did you call? What it was, Spielberg Steven or something? What did you? What did you mix up last?
Steven Spielberg.
But
one more thing. Yeah, horror related.
Oh yes.
Fred.
Just Fred.
Max. So HBO Max.
Yeah.
Is doing a TV series about the origins of Freddy Krueger.
So origins is in what? From when he was a kid to where he ended
How he became Freddy Krueger.
That will have a lot of traction there, and a lot of people will go to see that.
Yeah.
That's a cool story.
It's a 10-episode TV series.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so it's on a film.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But more interestingly, Rob Zombie directing. If you've ever watched anything Rob Zombie, you know that the man does not hold back.
Yeah, man, he's a beast.
It's brutal.
He's good.
It is absolutely brutal. So that's really exciting.
I'm not a fan of horror, but I reckon I'd probably get into that. Hey, Now You See Me, the magic movies with Jesse Eisenberg, Michael Caine,
Morgan
Freeman,
the first one,
Mark Ruffalo. They're getting a third, and the original cast is returning, except Michael Caine. Unfortunately, he has retired for now. He's 93 years old.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, I don't know if the movie's going to be the same without him, because he had that really important role as the investor kind of guy, and he was always thereabouts and whatnot. But I was a fan of those two films, so
I didn't mind the second one, but I really loved the first one.
The first one was just, there hadn't been anything else like it, really, in terms of what else has been released in the Magic Universe.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I really gravitated to that first film. And I know Jesse Eisenberg, he cops some shit.
I don't know why. I actually, I love him.
I friggin' rate him, man.
I think he's a great actor.
So do I.
I actually thought, I liked his Lex Luthor.
So did I.
I don't know why people
didn't
like him.
You could see he was demented. You could see that he portrayed.
He has this look in his eyes that when he gets into that mode, it's like, ooh.
He's a very.
I don't know whether or not to be scared or turned on.
Oh shit! You choose. But
why not both?
Why not do both? But he does invest a lot into his roles. So it'll be interesting to see how this third one comes out. Speaking of another movie that's getting a third installment in their film series, Top Gun 3. So Tom Cruise, they're fast-tracking that. Paramount have once again putting that together.
No, God! No, God, please, no!
Mate,
No!
Fuck. You're going to cop some shit for that, because there are a lot of Top Gun fans out there.
I'm just not. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan.
I am. I love him. I did. That's the second one.
Why don't you marry him then?
Jesus Christ. Oh, right.
Yes, my child.
This is rubbing you up the wrong way.
Anyway, let's move on to the next one.
We'll move on from Top Gun. Hey, were you ever a fan of Jackass? Did you ever get into those films?
Yeah, I never really got into them as like went out and bought movie tickets to go see it in the big screen. But like when it would come on streaming, I'm like, oh yeah, I've got nothing. I'll put it on in the background. Oh, look at that. Steve-O's nearly dead again. Okay, cool.
See, I'm not really into it, but Johnny Knoxville's come out and they are currently writing Jackass 5.
I did hear that. And I'm like, man, there does come a point where you're kind of like, Johnny Knoxville nearly died in the last one.
Bro, how much more can your body physically take? Like some of the shit done. Yeah, it's surprising that half of them aren't already dead. And they'd be in their late 50s now.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, I think MTV brought them out in like the early 2000s. And that's when they were kind of the, you know, the big thing back then. So, yeah, they're writing a fifth movie. I'm not too sure about what else has been added to that, but they currently are putting a script together.
You got one more for me?
I've got two. And these are my two faves, hence why they're at the end. A new Martin Scorsese film is currently now in talks. Leonardo DiCaprio to star, playing Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, that should be good.
So a good biopic is potentially in the works there.
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
What Scorsese does, as I mentioned last week, he's one of my favorites. Whatever he does, you're just going to go and watch it. So really keen on that. And I just want to end this one. This is more of a discussion point because I know you have very strong views on this. There is a lot of fans out there now pleading with Disney to bring back Jonathan Majors to portray Kang the Conqueror. Now, I'm not going to get into the details, but he was, his charges were dropped. So that's kind of the argumentative point that they're putting together is saying, look, he wasn't convicted. Hmm. He's paid his dues or whatever it may be, and he's got off. We want him back.
Okay.
You're a huge fan. So
my opinion here is I do genuinely think that he was the right person to play Kang.
Yep.
I have also heard this week that Disney were thinking about talking to Will Smith to replace him. And if that happens, I've got one thing for you.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Thank you.
I don't want Will Smith in anything.
I certainly don't want him replacing Jonathan Majors.
No.
If we need to have Kang the Conqueror as the big bad, I want Jonathan Majors back. It's that simple.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat, man. I mean, you know, as I said, he wasn't convicted. He got off, but just
I'm sure he did.
Someone else has been getting off tonight, you dirty boy.
Oh gosh.
I'm keen for it. That's the end of my argument there. Bring him back, I say. And that's it for News of the Week from me, buddy.
All right, well, that is it for this episode of the Post Credit Show Presents News of the Week. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on all social media platforms. And don't forget, this episode is available on YouTube. So watch us. Don't just listen to us. Watch us. You never know what kind of tricks we might pull.
Oh.
We're dirty boys sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for joining us. I've been Luce. That's been Lockie. Don't forget to say hi to your mum for me.
Bye-bye.